A Pinch of Salt, Harm Reduction in the Pandemic. Written by Austin Martin, Samira Sundergi, Hannah Cho, Kushi Rathod, Neha Saroya, and Catherine Martin. Typeset and design by Ethan Gabriel Saldana. Narrated by Chris Bernhardt. We acknowledge the support of Canada Service Corps, Taking IT Global, and the Government of Canada in promotional materials associated with this project. Thank you. Chapter 8. Saline and Masks. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, people have been trying various DIY, or do-it-yourself, home remedies to prevent contracting the virus. While many of these methods can prove to be harmless, there are a number that could cause adverse effects. In May of 2020, the Center for Disease Control, CDC, in the United States of America conducted a study of 502 individuals and determined that 39% of the sample population had misused disinfectants in an attempt to kill COVID-19. Some of these high-risk behaviors included using bleach on food products, 19%, misting disinfectant spray, 18%, inhaling the vapor from cleaning products, 6%, and even drinking or gargling various forms of bleach or disinfectant products, 4%. A quarter of these respondents had detrimental side effects as a result of their risky practices. However, there is one DIY method that people have been using since the first SARS outbreak that may prove effective to combat COVID-19, but not in the way you might think. During the SARS outbreak, many turned to traditional Chinese medicinal practices to combat the virus, some of which included consuming iodized salt and washing their body in salt water. While none of these methods ever proved fruitful in a laboratory setting, they may have had the right idea regarding the use of salt to prevent the contraction of viruses. A study published in 2017 by Fuxi Chuan and others discovered that using salt in masks may actually be helpful to filter particles from harmful viruses. The researchers were investigating the efficacy of adding salt to the filtration unit of a surgical mask as a reusable and cheap method to protect citizens from outbreaks like COVID-19. The basis for this study was the thought that the sharp edges of salt crystals could cut through and destroy the viral particles trapped in the respiratory droplets of viruses like COVID-19, or destroy airborne viruses in the same manner. This discovery came about when one of the researchers, Dr. Hyojik Choi, was in the midst of developing an oral vaccine. Vaccines work by introducing your body to a small amount of a weakened or dead version of the virus it is meant to protect you against. In doing so, it provides immunity from the virus without causing severe illness, and should the virus be contracted, your body will be able to recognize it and fight it off. However, Dr. Choi found that the sugar he was using as a part of the oral vaccine was neutralizing the weakened form of the virus, thus rendering his vaccine unsuccessful. He determined that this occurred due to the crystallization of sugar and its sharp edges cutting through the virus. This fortunate stroke of serendipity is what led to his idea of utilizing salt's similar crystallization properties as a method to prevent the contraction of viruses. He decided upon the use of salt instead of sugar, since the former had more uniform crystallization properties, making it easier to work with. Dr. Choi began experimenting how different salt solutions, commonly known as saline solutions, affected different viruses. It was at this time that him and a team of other researchers began testing the efficacy of salt-coated masks. The result of the study, published in 2017, showed that the masks could successfully neutralize three strains of the influenza virus. In a regular surgical or N95 mask, although the mask may serve as a barrier between one face and the viral particle-carrying droplets, the mask itself does not kill the virus. This results in a chance of contact transmission, which encompasses physical contact between an infected person and another individual, or when you contract the virus by touching objects carrying the virus. With Dr. Choi's salt-coated mask, the droplet quickly absorbs the salt and the liquid evaporates, leaving only the salt and the viral particle. It is at this point that the crystallized salt is able to pierce through the virus, inactivating it. The study showed that it took 30 minutes for the virus to be completely destroyed, although it becomes inactive within 5. Dr. Choi currently has a provisional patent on these masks and hope to be able to mass produce them soon. This invention could revolutionize how we combat viruses in a cheap, effective, and accessible manner. However, it is important for these masks to be used the right way in order to be effective. After Dr. Choi's study was published in 2017, there were reports of citizens soaking their masks in salt water as a method of protection. In response to this, Dr. Choi remarked that this is not how the masks work, and emphasized the importance of using the masks currently available correctly. Although the invention is quite simple compared to other technological inventions, it is still not a DIY solution, as there is a specific salt solution that must be used, and the salt must be embedded within the filtration unit of the mask. Until these masks begin to be produced on a commercial level, your best bet is to stick to your everyday
Sample complete. Ready to continue?